because of the access and weather conditions you were describing?
Exactly. Gaining access out there, those site access is extremely difficult, and maintaining it is difficult. And then the weather conditions are very difficult, and the site conditions overall. Trying to just access acid mine treatment or drainage in the ponds that's covered. When we went out there earlier this month, roughly 2 inches or 2 feet of snow, then a 6-inch layer of ice, a layer of slush, another layer of ice, just to get down to free liquid. So it becomes very challenging, and that's why we do not do spring treatment.
Is there ever an overflow in those ponds because we're not able to get in there and process?
There was on one occasion, and the late addition that was part of this agenda package provided a chart. And this chart shows Leviathan Mine Pond 1 stage, or water levels. And in 2006, there was a discharge just because, again, trying to access the site, trying to access the mine, getting equipment out there, treating it, and then what the weather conditions were and the runoff conditions, inflow conditions. It was ahead of us before we could respond.
And the sludge that is removed, is that a hazardous material?
The sludge qualifies as California hazardous, but not federal hazardous. So the fact that it's California hazardous requires us to take it to the facility in Beatty, Nevada.
And then lastly, I really appreciate the graphic that's still on your screen that quantifies the remediation. It really puts it in understandable terms.
I have Doug Carey and Taylor Zentner to thank for that.
Well, thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Dias?
Yes, thank you. Scott, on this current slide we're looking at, are these metals in pure form or are they tied up in chemical compounds?
No, we're looking at pure form. That's how they're being quantified.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sandell?
This is really interesting. Pure form, does that mean that you could actually, you could salvage it and sell it?
Tons of I don't know.
That's an idle question. I'm more interested in the final remedy. Is that going to be just a variation of the current plant, or is it going to be something quite different? What's that process going to look like, or do you just not know yet at all?
We don't know yet. That's why you do the remedial investigation. The feasibility study looks at a number of alternatives. And and it can go much beyond just treatment. So you could look at significant site changes in site conditions on how it affects runoff or additional pond capacity. You could see we're anticipating that we see the potential for a very significant construction project out there when the final remedy is finally adopted.
Will the final remedy possibly address how to get the energy needed to run the machinery?
Yep, that would all be covered under the final remedy.
And then do you have any idea what changes might be made? Will it still be local generators or something else, or photovoltaic? Or?
You know, I don't know fully what's been considered. Okay. There's been some discussion. I mean, currently we operate on generators.
Thank you. Really interesting.
Dr. Horn.
Thank you. So my question is, what happened in 2006 when there was overflow to Leviathan Creek? Was there an enforcement action against Powhatan, or
No, I think there was recognition of the site conditions and the effort that the water board put forth to attempt to prevent that discharge, and then through their efforts minimize that discharge. And for that year, the quality of the water that was being discharged was largely snowmelt. So we were fortunate with that. So there was no enforcement action from US EPA or anyone else.
Well, that was my next question. Who might bring an action against the Lahontan Board if there is substantial overflow?
Well, what it would be actually violating would be our order that's been issued by US EPA. So that's, from a regulatory standpoint, that's where we would expect any action. But we are currently, we've been in close coordination with them, keeping them up to date. They understand the situation we're currently encountering, okay, and are supportive of our efforts moving forward to do whatever we can do to prevent. And in the event that there is a discharge, all we can do to minimize.
Do we face any liability from persons whose beneficial uses might be affected?
I would say that's always a possibility.
Thank you.
Mr. Jardine.
Actually, Mr. Sandell, you asked a question about the final remedy that Bell's Miami plus potential future violations. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to go last. I have no questions. Thank you very much for an excellent presentation.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is item five, the discussion of, excuse me, item four, which is the Lahontan Water Board Annual Enforcement Review.
Good evening, Kathy Poole for the record. I'm a senior water resource control engineer in charge of the enforcement branch. And the branch includes some very hardworking, dedicated staff, one of which is here tonight, Eric. The other full-time staff